We're talking this time with Kathy Austin, a candidate for the city council in the city of Sebastopol. It's a position she's held before, but a while back. Why do you want to get back into this?
Well, I'll tell you that, I just love this city very, very much, and I'm at a point in my life that I feel like I can really contribute again and be of service. My kids are grown now, my business has slowed down, and I have the time to devote. And I have really a unique skill set and background that I think it can be of service to the city right now.
What's that background you're referring to?
Well, as you know, I was on the city council for 4 years. I was mayor 1 year. That was in 96 I got elected. In 97 I was mayor. And then the 4 years before that, I was on the planning commission. And during that time, we did our general plan update, did our downtown master plan, Laguna Park master plan, our zoning ordinance, a number of documents that I'm very proud of. And we're coming up to relook at our general plan. And I think I could bring some good institutional memory to that process and be of help.
How's the old plan held up and where does it need to be spruced up?
I think it's held up really well. I think that there probably are areas where we want to be more specific about our downtown and how we see development taking place in the remaining areas that are available in the downtown and in the industrial area. I think if there were more specific guidelines, there wouldn't have been so much of a controversy over the CVS Chase proposal that came before the city council.
How did you view that?
You know, I wanted to see that our laws were carried out fairly and justly, and that the applicant proposal made a lot of changes based on going through the process, including a very lengthy process with the city council. I felt that because they had done everything that they were supposed to do and they met all the laws and regulations that were in place at the time, that they should be approved.
Did you like it?
I like the final design. I think it looks pretty good. And I think, you know, planting 75 trees and creating a pedestrian plaza, widening the sidewalks, putting in street trees, including three new flashing light type of pedestrian crosswalks is all good for the downtown.
What are the biggest challenges that face Sebastopol now?
Finances and the fact that we've lost our city manager. We need to hire a new city manager, which I was a part of when I was on the council when we hired Dave Brennan. I want to be able to be of help in that regard. But financially, all cities in California and the United States in general are really hurting and reeling from this recession. And people don't realize that a lot of our staff are doing two and three people's jobs to keep everything going.
What about the Barlow project, things like that? How much is that going to help the city?
Well, I don't know if you know, I worked on the Barlow for a year, got it approved, and did most of the design development on the project. And it is primarily industrial. It's not a retail space. There will be some ancillary retail associated with the industrial. So there won't be that many tax dollars that come into town, but there will be base property taxes that come into town because of the improvement on the property.
Maybe a few jobs?
Making a few jobs, but companies are actually relocating from other locations in Sebastopol, so it's kind of across the board, not really a change. I do think it'll bring in a lot of interest. A lot of people might come to town and then stay in our inns and shop and that sort of thing. So I think it'll be helpful, and it certainly will look much better than what's out there previously.
Kathy Austin, running for the City Council in the City of Sebastopol. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.